Hello, thanks for downloading the podcast. I hope you're well and having a good day. It's Tuesday, August 30th. I'm Sam Harrison, and here's your daily update from Suffolk News. Up first, we have some sad news that a cat has been killed in a dog attack. The incident took place in Martlesham on August 23rd between 9 and 9:30pm. A man in Colford Close with two greyhound or lurcher type dogs is believed to have failed to stop one of the dogs from attacking the cat. The cat was later found dead in Broomfield, and the dog walker has been described as a white male wearing a black cap and black top. Police are asking anyone with information to come forward. Next, at Suffolk News, we have released a list of 10 restaurants with 1 or 0 star hygiene results. Some of these eateries included Secura in Bury St Edmunds, the Lady Elizabeth in Sudbury, and Transylvania in Haverhill. The story spiked a lot of comments on our Bury Free Press Facebook page and has left a lot of people in shock. One comment said that they should all be shut until they have 4 stars or more, whilst another said it was unacceptable for this to happen under any circumstances. Also, pubs and brewers could be in trouble with the recent surge in energy bills. Brewing companies across the UK, including Green King in Bury St Edmunds, are at risk of closure due to an energy price leap of 300%. The bosses of the UK's 6 biggest pub companies have signed an open letter in a plea for the government to act now to avoid irreversible damage to the pub industry. And finally, it really is never too late to go back to school and further your education. Mum of 3 from Ipswich, Kate Ballantyne, has been celebrating her recent GCSE exam passes at the age of 39. Having not sat an exam since 1999, she achieved top marks in English and maths whilst on the painting and decorating course at Suffolk New College. Congratulations, Kate, and to all the other students who have recently passed their exams. That's all for today. Don't forget to follow Suffolk News on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also subscribe to the IM News app. Just head to suffolknews.co.uk/subscribe.